Epiphany is the visitation of the three wise men, the magi from a foreign land that traveled by the light of a star to visit Jesus. We think of this as happening immediately after Jesus' birth, but the scriptures and its scholars suggest that this could have been a year or two after his birth. There is much to ponder about this story of the wise men found in St. Matthew's Gospel, but the one that always seems to stand out is the gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold to help the Holy Family as they flee to Egypt, frankincense for a priestly offering to God, the myrrh to foreshadow Jesus' death on the cross. Pretty terrible gifts for a baby. But as we've all realized by now, most gifts fade. My bet is that some of the gifts that we were given on Christmas have already started to fade for us and our children. Stuff always fades. The true gift of Christmas is God Himself coming down to be with us. If we want to really celebrate Epiphany, we need to try and comprehend the gift that we have received in this baby Savior. Our God is not a God who stays up on high and points his mighty finger to tell us what to do. Instead, our God is a God who comes down to be with us, to play with us, to live our life in all the grand and lovely and terrible ways that life can treat us. Our God is not a distant God. Our God is a God who dwells with us, who lives our life, and more importantly, shows us how to live by living it himself. If we continue with the image of gifts, it would be as if a mother or a father watches from afar as their children play with the gifts they received on Christmas. Sure, they can stand above them and point at the Lego piece and tell them where that piece goes, but really both the child and the parent needs to play together, to spend time together. Parents know that time passes fast and we'll never get that back. Soon enough, children will grow up and move out, but now is the time that shapes the relationships of both parents and children. Our presence is really the present that we need. Time with each other is really what fulfills us, not the toys, not the junk of this world. If we think of Jesus as purely a gift, then we're probably missing the point, because we tend to make everything into an exchange. We tend to make everything about the stuff. And when we treat Jesus like stuff, then he'll start to fade. We will cast him aside like we forget a pair of socks that we received Christmas morning, useful when needed, but not thought about when not. Is Jesus this for us? Do we only go to him when we need something? Or do we realize that Jesus is ready to pray with us at any time, to sit with us, to chat with us, to listen to us? Jesus' true gift at Christmas is that he is here to be with us. Let's give back to Jesus. Let's give Jesus a little bit more of our time, give Jesus a little bit more of ourselves by spending time in prayer, serving those in need, and supporting the work of the church and those in need with our treasure. If we find that we're missing something this Christmas season, if we feel a little hollow this New Year's, the answer is almost always some time with prayer and with God, and serving those in need. The good news is that there's always people in need, and God is always ready to spend time with us.